This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yes, that lion boy's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in.
McMonagle here with you. I got you for 3 hours. Till the warm-up show at 5 a.m. We got Fleegs on the other side, and we're taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Live streaming on YouTube, as well as right here on The Fan on this now Tuesday morning game day. And we'll get to that. But we got to start with the New York Jets last night. And this coach and the performance of this team as they go to 0-4. As they fail and fall to the division rivals, the Miami Dolphins, 27-21. And, I mean, thankfully they brought in a coach who's going to clean up the nonsense. I mean, can you imagine if this team still had some of the same issues it had last year with all the losing here? Imagine if they still had the same problems of all the penalties. Imagine if they still had the same problems of turning the football over. Can you imagine if they still had the same problems of an offense that goes nowhere? Can you imagine? Thank God. Thank God they finally went out and hired a real football coach. Thank God they finally went out and brought someone who's going to bring in accountability. And he's going to stop all this pre-snap penalties. Thankfully, they brought in a coach who can tell us how windy it was on the AFC Championship game in 1998 and really do something for this franchise. If you're not picking up the sarcasm, I'm surprised because I'm laying it on pretty thick. That was an embarrassment of a game. What is going on? What is going on? I mean, thankfully, the Giants won on Sunday, and not taking bows for it, but just thankfully they did, because Darren Waller scoring 2 touchdowns would have sent all of us off the edge if the Giants didn't finally get us a freaking win. I mean, this team, 13 penalties and 3 turnovers. They're lucky this game is 6. 13 penalties, 3 turnovers, a quarterback they don't trust to throw the football. Oh, but he did have one hell of a 42-yard scamper for a touchdown. Great! Great. And let's be fair. This game was starting, if you're watching this game Monday night, it started in a manner in which, okay, the Jets, I shouldn't have mentioned the Giants. I'll get them confused in the open. That's my fault. The Jets are going right down the field, similar to the Giants opening drive, right down the field, running the football. Running the football right down the throat of this lousy Miami Dolphins defense. Lousy. And particularly in the defensive backfield. The one thing you could do against the Dolphins is throw the football, except the Jets don't do it. But they're running right down the field. They're going right down the field. They are about to put the ball in the end zone. And Allen fumbles, and from that moment on, he fumbles right as he's going in. It's a great defensive play, punching out. He's just about to fall across the line. And from that fumble on, you knew where this game was going. From that moment on, you knew how this game was going to end. And I mean, if it's not killer false starts, if it's not, you know, personal fouls, if it's not, you know, hitting Tua when he slides. And look, to be fair, I thought that he went kind of over Tua, and maybe that wasn't a fair penalty. But you know the guy has had a million concussions, and that you're going to, like, the one thing you can't do is hit Tua in a slide. They're going to call it a million times. And yet this coach, who we've all been told, and apparently, you know, every beat writer for the Jets is telling this, he's screaming at his team in the locker room before coming out and doing his press conference, is the same guy who tried to tell us last week that he's tired of hearing about the same old Jets, that this isn't the same old Jets, that this team is different, as he applauded them walking off the field as losers in Tampa last week. Like, every time you think they're going to build on something, right? After week one. See how well they played? That was an actual football game. They scored some points. It took a 60-yard field goal to beat them. There's a lot of positivity. There's a lot of things to build on with that first game. And then week two is a disaster against the Bills. Week three against Tampa Bay. Hey, didn't play well, but had the block field goal for a touchdown. Took the lead. We're dancing on the sidelines. We're applauding the effort as we walk off the field. We're talking about how, you know, it's changed. We're not the same old Jets. I'm tired of you talking about it. I'm tired of you bringing it up. Stop with it, because this team is different. I know we're 0-3. I know we haven't won yet, but this isn't the same old Jets. And then they come out against the Dolphins and lose in Miami for the 10th consecutive year. Let me just check my notes real quick. 10 in a row. Same old Jets. Same old Jets. Same number of penalties. Same number of turnovers. Same number at the end of the game. The other team with more points than the Jets. And, like, the Dolphins, Tua was wildly inaccurate at times. I thought he played, you know, he had some moments, obviously, but, like, they didn't play that well. And still you find a way to lose. That's what the Jets did last night. They found a way to lose. And look, there's a bunch of different things. And any time you turn the ball over three times. And any time, I mean, and the accountability is almost laughable. They cut Gibson because he fumbled in game one and cost them the game. They bring in Isaiah Williams. The dude fumbles in the kickoff coming out of the third quarter. And he's taking fair catches at the two-yard line with no one around him. No one around him. You get to this run game, Breece Hall looks like a dominant back the first couple weeks. Where is he? Where is he? Why is he not getting more run? Why, if you're going to be a run team, why are you not running the ball with Breece Hall more? Allen has not been as effective this year. I thought he was running the ball fairly hard to start the game. And because I know they run him at the goal line, I actually bet him anytime touchdown. I put out the tweet. That fumble cost me the anytime touchdown and the over all in one, although they ended up getting the over because they stink defensively. But, like, why is Breece Hall not being used more? You have two running backs. One's your quarterback, and God knows you don't let him throw. I mean, they don't trust the quarterback. 3rd and 5 in big spots. They're punting 4th and 10 when the defense hasn't stopped them all day. And when he's asked about it in the postgame, what does he tell you? Well, you know, the offense has really struggled. Yeah, I have no chance of getting 10 yards because I have a quarterback who can't throw. Yeah, he can pull off amazing runs. That's an incredible. It was a terrible play call on 4th down. He's able to stop on a dime, turn into the field, make 3 different guys miss. He's going left. He's going right. You can barely watch him. He's so shifty. You don't know which way he's going. And into the end zone, great. He's got great ability in that to pull off big time runs. He does. He has the ability to break a broken play. Doesn't just become, you know, running around for 35 seconds and then finally finding an open receiver. A broken play can become a 42-yard touchdown. Absolutely, and that's what tantalizes you to bring him in. And that's why you hope, because he can still throw the ball 70 yards, and because he's capable of 40-yard touchdown runs like that, you want to bring him in and see what he could be. We see what he can be, and you know what? They see what he can be, because on 3rd and 5 with the game on the line, when they're down 14 points, when they're down 17 points, they can't throw the football. It's great to have a run game. It's great to have an offensive line, and the offensive line played well in this game for the most part, if it's not for the penalties and stuff. They got some push. They were able to run the football, no doubt. But like when you're down 17 points in the third quarter, you can't win if you can't throw the ball, and they don't trust this dude to throw the football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They don't trust him to throw the football. And you've got a wide receiver in Garrett Wilson who is fantastic, who continually makes just incredible catches. Put the ball anywhere near him. He's got a defender's hand. He's going over the guy's back with both hands up. Somehow he manages to maintain possession, keep his feet in. That's an incredible play. That's an incredible hands, body control, awareness of where he is on the field. That's inherently spectacular. That's, you can't teach that. He's got something. We saw it with the one-handed catch and the kind of the Michael Jordan, Air Jordan manipulation that he had last year in the end zone. Like, he is hands, body control, awareness, top level. Route running and separation, very good. Hands and body control in the air, top level. Get him the football. Get Breece Hall the football. And instead, they're running Allen, and they've got a quarterback who can't throw. And they're still turning the ball over three times and 13 penalties. That was one of the worst coach games. Tell me the difference between Saleh and Bowles and Gase. Tell me where we see anything different. I know it's four games. He's going to get next year, too, and rightfully so. I don't believe in firing coaches off of 1 year, unless it's spectacularly bad. And again, we've been talking about this with Jackson Dart and my fear of the Giants losing all these games and drafting at the top. The Jets go winless. Jets win 1-2 games. Jets are drafting a top quarterback. Are you going to allow Muji and this coach to do it? Probably, but... And then where are you next year with him on the hot seat? It's just a cycle of disaster for both these teams. But, like... Tell me where this game was coached any better than what we've seen at all. And when you bring in a culture coach, and you bring in a coach and you talk about accountability and changing the franchise, it's not about, oh, he's going to transform the defense into something great, despite being a good defensive coordinator in Detroit. That's not what he wasn't brought in as a defensive savant who's going to, you know, shut down. He's going to turn this Jets defense into an absolute, you know, the 85 Bears as they thought they were a couple years ago. He was a coach who came in here because of his, culture building skills and his accountability. He cuts a guy and returns because he cuts the kick returner because he fumbles. He brings in another guy. He fumbles and fair catches at the two. We're going to stop all the penalties. 13 penalties in this game. 13. And I know the last one was at the end of the game. I don't even know if you want to count that, but I will. 13. Where are they any better? Oh, you can't have Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, too much of a headache, too much of this. Can't have Aaron Rodgers. You don't want to actually throw the football. They have no belief in this passing game. They have no belief in Fields. There is nothing there. And I know he had the big touchdown run in the second half, and I know he threw the ball up for grabs, and it was caught by Garrett Wilson, incredible play. It's hard for me not to think that Tyrod Taylor gives this team a better chance to win. It's hard for me not to think that Tyrod Taylor should be the starting quarterback of this team because at least he can throw the football. And you can actually have a chance down 14 points in the second half to have an offense that can get the ball down the field relatively quickly and throw the ball and have an actual passing attack. Week one was an aberration. We are not going to see that from Justin Fields consistently. You know how I know? Because the Jets don't even try it against the terrible defense of the Miami Dolphins in the second half down 17, 14 points. And they're not even willing to try it. How could we expect to see it at all ever again in that moment if this team don't try it? This team is poorly coached. This team is lacking their ability to get the offensive weapons that they do have, the ball, penalties. The defense continues to, 27 points to this Miami team. Now, I know they can be a threat, and unfortunately, the terrible, ugly injury to Hill. Now, dislocated knee. When I hear dislocated, that's probably better than, broken bones, or I don't know how devastating that injury is, but man, his leg looked, that was terrible to see. No matter who got, it's just a terrible injury. Whatever team you root for, or whatever you think of Hill, terrible injury. And they lose their big-time weapon. And still, they fumble on that opening drive, 96 yards the other way. Every time there was a turnover, they get the big touchdown off the touchdown run from Fields, right down the field for a touchdown for Miami. There wasn't an ounce of building any momentum. Their defense consistently doesn't allow the momentum to be held on to because they don't make a stop off of turnovers. They don't make a stop off of touchdowns. They right down the field. Penalties kill them. Penalties continue drives. Penalties 15 yards a clip. 13 penalties. This is what this coach was brought here for, and I've been saying this since he was hired. Not that I don't think he can bring accountability. Not that I don't think he can build a culture change. Because I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can. But here's the issue. When that's all you do, when that is your calling card, when that is why you are hired, when you're not an offensive guru who's going to develop Justin Fields into something special, at least that's the promise. I'm not sure that's possible, but you get my point. You hire a coach who's an offensive guru. You hire, anyone connected to Sean McVay. Yeah, or you hire, I don't know. He was brought in here because he was going to build a culture. That is hard to manifest when you lose. Plain and simple. It's hard to get buy-in. It's hard to change. It's hard when you see the same things that the previous regimes gave you. It's hard to sell this on the fan base. It's hard to sell it to the players that a culture change is happening. Right? If you bring in an offensive guru and you lose football games, but hey, look, we're seeing some things inside the offense. They're putting up some yards. They're putting up some touchdowns. If they could just fix the defense, there are things to buy into. What's to buy into? When you're selling culture and accountability and you lose and you commit penalties and you commit turnovers and you look exactly the same. That's what he's selling. He's selling, we're not going to see this stuff. When you see it, what's to buy? That was an ugly performance. That is a poorly coached team. through 4 weeks of his career. There's no other way to put it. And accountability, as great as it is, and as warm, a comfy blanket, we can all get under the covers and get under the blanket of accountability. It sounds so good, doesn't it? At least there's accountability. At least I know there'll be accountability. Where's the accountability? That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants that accountability. It's so warm and safe. Makes you feel good inside. It doesn't guarantee winning. And it certainly doesn't guarantee cutting out the same nonsense. Because we see it week in and week out. 0-4. Another dead season. Plain and simple, another dead season. And we'll see how he gets this team to respond on a dead season, because that's part of culture changing too. So we'll see. It's 4 weeks into his career. There's plenty of time for him to get better. There's plenty of time for this team to get better. In his words, right? Big ships move slow. He ain't going nowhere. He's got plenty of time. But through 4 weeks, what's the difference? What's the difference? Robert Saleh managed to win some games. Robert Saleh's defense, when he was the head coach, played a hell of a lot better than this defense. Robert Saleh won games with a worse quarterback, believe it or not, in Zach Wilson. That was an ugly loss. Ugly loss with the same issues that he was promising to fix. And if those persist, there's nothing to turn to. At least we'll develop the young quarterback like the Giants have. Or at least, we're establishing an offensive game plan. Nope. He's here to cut down on the penalties. 13. He's here to cut down on the turnovers. 3. He's here to cut down on the mistakes throughout the entire game. What is there? Losing. Losing. That's what there is. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls real quick in the open. Mike in the Bronx. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. So I think my number one prediction today is that Garrett Wilson is going to be a big what-if in NFL history. But I want to expand on the same old Jets, and I've seen this for years. I don't just watch the Jets. I watch a lot of football games. I have never seen blown calls like I've seen against the Jets just this game. You had two huge blown calls. You had the one on Justin Fields, which was terrible, cost them a lot of points. And the worst call I think I've seen this year is the one, it didn't matter, but that was so bad. The one on Mason Taylor at the end of the game. The guy's going to be fined tens of thousands of dollars, and he doesn't even get the call on the field. That's a call they'll call 1960 when you could take the guy's head off. They still would have called that penalty. And I don't know how that guy got away with it. And I just want to disagree with you on one thing. That Tua slide, that also was terrible. This year in the meetings, they said they wanted to penalize the fake slide, and they sent a memo to all the teams that they will not protect the late slide because teams are complaining about the fake slide. You know, the Mahomes.
Yeah, it wasn't a fake slide. I didn't think that was a fake slide or a late slide. To be totally honest with you, I just don't think there was that much contact to him. If you look at it, his head kind of does go back. He gets a little bit of like an elbow, and plus he's just sliding, and they're going to be overprotective about Tua. You have to be aware of that. Like, that should have been an emphasis during the week. Like, hey, guys, I know we can't touch the quarterback no matter who we play or what's going on or what week it is or who, like, we get it. But particularly with Tua, you can't go near him late. You just can't. You can't. And he dove over him. I don't think there was much contact there. I agree with you. And we know we baby these quarterbacks. You know why? Because did you watch the Bengals play last night? Like, you can't have backup quarterbacks playing in the league. You just can't. So I'm in favor of protecting the quarterbacks. I'm in favor of these penalties. I don't care. As much as they'll kill you when you get a bad one, and as much as you cry and it's unfair, and we're not even playing football anymore, and all the arguments against it, I get it. But I like watching football too much to injure quarterbacks. And Tua in particular, to me, that's on the coach. That's on the coach. He's got to tell them nowhere near him when he slides, nowhere near him. It's unfortunate. It might cost you five more yards. He might give you the late slide, or he might, you know, keep running, and you got to deal with him going an extra five because you were being careful. That's just what you got to do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This was a terrible game for the coach. Week one was promising. Week two was a disaster. The end of week three, promising, clapping off the field, not the same old Jets. Week four, come out flat as a pancake, making the same mistakes, penalty after penalty after penalty. This was a miserable night for the coach, a miserable night for this franchise. And I just, like, the Dolphins aren't good. And the Dolphins can be scored upon. The Dolphins, like, I know 21 points, it's not a disaster. You've got to be able to throw the football against them. That's what, they're terrible in the defensive backfield. Terrible. Daniel Jones picked them apart. They played fairly tough against Buffalo, I get it. But, like, this defense has been picked apart. The Jets aren't capable of doing it. The Jets have one of the more talented wide receivers in the league. He can make great plays. He's not used enough. They have a running back in Breece Hall who I think is as talented and as good at getting out of the, you know, catching balls out of the backfield as there is in the league. He's one of the top talented backs in the league, in my opinion. He doesn't manifest enough offense. Just a miserable night for Jet fans as they're 0-4. This was a game you had to win if you think you were going to have a season. Can't beat Miami. Can't beat Miami after they lose Hill. I mean, I just not good enough. Just not good enough. And this coach who's built on culture, we're not seeing it. We're not seeing it. Plain and simple. Not seeing it. Not seeing we're not seeing the benefits of his culture building and his accountability. You are not seeing the benefits. You're not seeing it manifest itself into better results. We're seeing the same things we saw. They absolutely 100% are the same old Jets, no matter how much he wants to scream they're not. 888-808-1019, McMonagle here with you. So we'll obviously talk a little Jets football. We could still talk Jackson Dart. We could still talk the demise of the New York Mets. I'm sure Met fans want to give it a break for a day. We heard from Stearns. We heard from the owner in a tweet where he apologized. I thought it was a very good tweet. And you could tell he's pissed off, and as he should be. The manager's coming back. They'll talk about the coaching staff. We did hear from Stearns, so anything Mets, we could still talk. And, of course, it's game day. It's game day. Yankees, Red Sox, tonight, 6 o'clock in the Bronx.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.